The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Solstice deck aboard the brand new Celebrity Reflection, this is Cruise Radio.
Welcome to Celebrity Life.
We are aboard the brand new Celebrity Reflection here in Miami, Florida, taking this thing for a spin, a two-night cruise. Joining me is guest host, travel writer Chris Owen. Dude, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Glad to be here. I'll tell you, this is one hell of a ship.
I know. We're sitting right here in the Martini Bar and Crush, the 32-degree ice bar right in front of us, a bunch of crushed ice around the corner. You can't – this is hard to beat. This is they sum it up when they say modern luxury.
They really do. In all the different venues, the dining venues and the different lounges and bars and places, even the casino, they're very friendly about the thing, and they really make you feel at home. And I don't know what's different here. Have you figured that out yet? It's that they just seem real happy doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And I noticed the crew to passenger ratio is a lot higher, or it seems a lot higher on the ship compared to the other mass market ships. It's really that one-on-one personal service. Even with the room stewards, they're like all over the place. It's pretty much impossible not to find one when you walk out your cabin.
Yeah, I went to dinner one night. Well, I came back to the cabin after dinner, and there were mints on the pillows, and I grabbed them because I thought those were tasty. They got these new foil-wrapped ones. They're really nice. And I went out and went to the casino, I think, came back later, and they'd replaced the pillow mints on my pillows.
It's definitely that one-on-one service they have here on Celebrity Cruises. So it goes without saying, Chris, I'm a big fan of the Lawn Club here, which the Celebrity Solstice class pretty much introduced the, whatever it is, half-acre, quarter-acre live lawn at sea. And they also have a really cool dining venue called the Lawn Club Grill, and you had a chance to eat there.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's just the coolest thing. You wouldn't think that it would work to put grass on top of a cruise ship and say, okay, well, here's this grass. And it's a half acre, but there's a lot of grass. Still, if you stand in so many different directions in the Lawn Club area, you don't even know where you're at. You think you're at some park somewhere. And they just do such a good job with it. And the private cabanas, oh, that's the way to go.
Yeah, the alcoves are going to be $99 on port days and $149 on sea days. But I think they'll be pretty popular because you have your own little cabana with your little iPod player there. And it's, you know, you get Wi-Fi around the whole ship. The Wi-Fi isn't free in there, but there's Wi-Fi signal on the club. And you had a chance to eat at the Lawn Club Grill. I was down at Tuscan last night, and you were at Lawn Club Grill. Kind of paint that picture. What is that experience like? Because it looks really cool. And I understand you can cook your own steak there.
Well, you can normally. We had a special catered dinner that a celebrity chef from Miami took care of, and it was very good. But normally, yes, you can cook your own steak and make your own pizza.
Yeah, the food on this ship is just to die for. One thing that impresses me is the public spaces on this ship. Not only is there plenty of public spaces, they never get crowded, but there's plenty of space in each venue, it seems.
There is, and they're very comfortable areas. They all blend well with one another. There's not some that are a certain design that is so starkly different than the rest. It's a very nice theme that runs throughout the ship. That's just part of that modern luxury thing that they go for, and they've nailed it really good with this ship. And this whole series of ships, the whole Solstice class of ships, is fabulous. It was neat. The last time I was on a Solstice class ship, Celebrity Solstice. And it was neat to see that I could get around the ship just as easily as I could on the first one. Nothing's changed there. The decor's a bit different, but it's basically the same ship laid out with some different features.
So, Chris, before we hop here, I've got to ask you, so who do you think would cruise Celebrity?
For me, the people that would sail Celebrity are people that have sailed before. Wouldn't be first-timers, I wouldn't think. But they sailed before. They appreciate good service. And are willing to and want to have a good time, and that's what they provide here at Celebrity. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. The people are always there to help. Whenever you need something, there's always someone there to ask for it, if you have to ask for it in the first place. And a lot of times you don't. Most of the time you don't. They anticipate that, and that's a big part of it. The decor of the ship is very, I would say, subdued compared to many other cruise ships, mm-hmm. And much more relevant.
for the listeners who have never sailed on Celebrity Cruises, how would you kind of place that above your mass market lines like Norwegian, Carnival, and Royal Caribbean? Where would that kind of fit in there?
Well, I've always compared them to Princess.
Okay.
as a close one to compare to, and I think that's still true to an extent. Celebrity has pulled ahead with all the new builds with the Solstice class, and that's just such a unique product that it's like trying to compare to Oasis class ships. There's nothing quite like them.
Definitely.
Well, there's nothing quite like the Solstice class ships either. I mean, it's very difficult to compare any class of anybody else's major brand to the Solstice class. It's they've done a real good job of making it a unique vessel that should serve them well for many, many years.
Dude, you hit the nail right on the head, man. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, Chris.
Always a pleasure.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
To quote a Florida Times union writer, he said, "Matt Basford tips his hat to celebrity."
Yes, he did say that, and I know exactly why now. This ship is amazing. Just the decor, the public spaces, the tree that's suspended 5 stories in the air. I just love it all.
All the public areas are so nice. I say this is a slick ship. The whole Celebrity line is just so slick and contemporary with some retro feel here and there. But the Lawn Club, we've talked about this before. We say it every time, but it's just so funny when people see that lawn. It's like they've never experienced grass before in their life.
Well, it's a half acre of grass up there, and the fact that it could even just stay green and nice, a half acre out with, you know, what salt air does to cars and stuff, imagine what it does out there, but they keep it green 24/7, 365.
I really enjoyed the porch, which is casual dining located right off the Lawn Club. It serves paninis, sandwiches, and soups and such. Great food, and of course, a spectacular view.
And that's one thing with all the public spaces on this ship, is everywhere you go, there's amazing views, whether it be the top of the ship, in one of the restaurants, the back of the ship, your balcony, even a porthole. It's just awesome views everywhere. There was a lot of thought into designing this ship.
And not just the scenery, the people are beautiful too. Hey, here's one now. He's always so very well dressed. We love having him on the show. From AvidCruiser.com, our friend Ralph Grizzle. Good to see you, man.
Always.
Celebrity Reflection is the fifth and final Solstice class ship. What do you like about it?
Yeah, I love this. I love this class of ship. You know, the modern luxury is a good theme, I think. It works well on this ship. I've called it Crystal Light before, you know, right. Not to diminish Crystal at all, but, you know, they do offer a really upscale product, a lot of variety, a lot of quality.
What do you think Celebrity Cruises delivers to their passengers?
Yeah, well, it's... you know, it's pretty close to a, as mentioned, it's pretty close to a luxury product.
Mm-hmm.
People may not, it's not all inclusive, but the quality of food, the quality of the experience, the quality of the service, It's bumping right up there with what the luxury cruise lines offer.
From AvidCruiser.com, Ralph Grizzle, always good to see you, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Peter Kanega from Maritime Matters, always good seeing you, man.
Doug, it's great to see you. Had a lot of fun on the Reflection the other day.
Absolutely. What did you think of the Reflection?
I think those ships are stunning. I think they're a blueprint for the cruise industry to follow. Excellent, beautiful design that functions, looks gorgeous. It's not like Las Vegas, not like a boring hotel. It's looking towards the future.
What was your favorite dining venue on there?
That's a tough question. I think I probably like the Tuscan Grill as far as the food is concerned, but my favorite dining rooms would be a tie between the Blue and the Opus. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
One more question. What was your favorite public venue?
Public venues. The half of the Sky Lounge that still exists,
yeah.
And the atrium.
Nice. Peter Kanega, Maritime Matters, thanks for being on Cruise Radio, man.
Excellent, Doug. Great to talk to you.
Stuart Shear on the Cruise Guy. How are you?
Doug, I am doing great, and it's really nice to see you and for you to be able to experience the newest and, I'd have to say, the nicest of the Celebrity ships.
Well, that you say the nicest, what's the major differences between Celebrity, Reflection, and the other four Solstice-class ships?
Well, the first thing is size. The other ships are 122,000 tons. This is 126,000 tons. They did add an extra deck, and they added, you know, some unbelievable suites. You know, they upgraded the Aqua-class cabins, and now there's a whole category called Aqua-class suites, which may be considered mini suites on many of the other cruise lines. But, you know, these are, I mean, some of the absolute best-designed large cruise ships in the world, offering, you know their passengers an experience that is very unique. But one of, you know, my favorite parts of the ship has to be the cuisine, and my favorite restaurant, without a doubt, is the Lawn Club Grill.
Yeah, totally. So you were just mentioning about the extra deck, and what was that built for?
Well, they built it so they could add additional cabins on board the ship. And also, because of the extra deck, what's very interesting is they actually had to make the ship wider by, I think it was like 60 to 70
yeah.
centimeters.
Yeah.
And essentially, so what they had to do is they had to go back to the drawing board. And what I also noticed, like when we were in the martini bar, I noticed there was a lot more room in the martini bar than on previous ships.
Yeah.
So essentially what they had to do was almost do the ship all over again. Because every aspect of this ship is now different than the previous four Solstice-class ships. So it's almost like a separate class of ship in order to accommodate that one extra deck.
Well, the Lawn Club Grill looks amazing. I haven't had a chance to eat there yet, but there is like four or five other specialty venues on board the ship. Now, do you think the prices are priced fairly?
Well, I mean that's relative. I mean, we're dealing with, you know, essentially prices that are about $40 per person for these experiences around the ship. Cuisine, hands down, is one of my favorite experiences that anyone who's sailing on Eclipse and Silhouette and Reflection should absolutely enjoy. The Tuscan Grill is also a favorite in Murano, and if you're in the Aqua Class cabin, I mean, you do have access to Blue to eat there instead of the main dining room.
Right.
So there's really something for everyone, and I happen to think that the Ocean View Cafe on board the Solstice class ships are far and away the best buffet restaurants aboard any class of ships anywhere in the world.
And no lines either.
That's the beauty, and they've taken those and within the Royal Caribbean fleet, and you start to see them, you know, with these different stations. But the food is fresh, it's colorful, and you know the cooks are right there to really make your dish and customize it to your liking, which just really makes the experience. But the fact that you're not waiting in lines and you're not having a problem finding a place to sit down, where on some ships you may wind up circling the area four times, you could find, you know, the food could be cold by the time you got there, or it was cold to begin with. But it's the enormity of the selection and the quality of the food, the presentation, and of course the taste.
One thing I've noticed on this ship, you were saying it's very easy to find a place to sit, but the whole ship is built like that, where there is plenty of space everywhere, but it's not wasted space.
No, and that's the beauty of what they've done, is they've taken what happened on other ships or what was delivered on other ships and improved upon them. Because I remember the difference between Solstice moving up to Reflection, and you've got a treehouse area where you can, you know, kind of hang out. You know, the Sunset Grill in the back of the ship is hugely popular. You know, there's the Lawn Club is popular. There's so many different rooms around the ship that you can just, you know, you want to curl up with a good book, or, you know, the internet connections have greatly improved. They've They've switched companies. They've now got Harris instead of MTN. Getting online really hasn't been very difficult. Mm-hmm. So, you could download, you could just sit and read and relax or enjoy other people's company. Cafe El Baccio, the views that you get there are incredible. The coffee and the desserts, and it's just, there's so many places to go and just relax that you're not dealing with the large crowds.
So like the ships like Oasis of the Seas and Lore of the Seas that are still demanding this huge premium, are we seeing that with this ship being the newest and best ship down here in Florida?
Well, Celebrity has, I think their issue, Doug, is awareness. And what more people have to do is there's a lot of people that have experienced them, and they're kind of keeping it as a closed secret. Celebrity is a huge secret, and what they're trying to do is get the word out. And once people experience it and they see the ships, they're like, holy cow, this is really amazing. So more people will continue to experience it. But you can see the price points in many cases have actually jumped, $250 over where they were several years ago. So they are starting to see, but it's still not where they'd like it to be. But right now, it's where the consumers are willing to pay.
Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. Always a pleasure seeing you, man.
All right, my pleasure, Doug.
Stream us worldwide on our free iPhone app. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your app store.
Cruise One agent Amber Blecker with us. Just got off Celebrity Reflection. What'd you think of the ship?
The ship is absolutely beautiful. What they have done with the culmination of the Solstice class really puts the pinnacle on it. You can see changes in many of the rooms where they've adapted to meet their changing demographic and growing segment of the market.
What did you like, didn't like? Everyone has their own feelings about this ship. It's an awesome ship, but it's not for everybody, or maybe it is for everybody.
The porch is my favorite addition to this ship. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great place for casual dining and comfortable eating and taking advantage of the lawn area without any of the other fuss about it. I miss having Quasar Disco there. I think the Sky Lounge could flow a little bit better than it does now. I liked the previous iterations of it. But overall, it's just a fantastic ship.
Well, where Quasar was, there's a conference center now. And now is kind of the Sky Lounge the new disco, you would say?
Absolutely. That was the late night venue. People are enjoying it. But unfortunately, with the placement of the bar, about half the room isn't able to be utilized at night.
Totally. Let's talk about food. What are some of your favorite dining venues on there?
Oh, Cuisine. Absolutely. And you just can't beat the fun in there, the atmosphere. And all of the specialty dining is extraordinary on there. And the staff makes it even more than the food for the total experience.
I didn't get to eat in Cuisine. I was actually in Murano. But Cuisine, if I understand this correctly, they have iPads for menus?
They do. I had my mother on board with me. It's the first time she's ever used an iPad.
Wow.
And we never stopped laughing the entire time. It's fun, playful. You just have to experiment and enjoy the spirit of it.
Amber, good seeing you. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Oh, always my pleasure, Doug. Thank you.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest-growing cruise talk radio show in the nation.
Joining me now, cruise editor for TravelPulse.com, also editor-in-chief of Vacation Agent Magazine, Miss Teresa Norton-Masick. Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you again. You're like a bad penny.
So here we are. I love this ship. I love the Solstice class. It's one of Matt and mine favorites. What do you think about Celebrity Reflection? Because I love it.
It's a beautiful ship, Doug. It's just gorgeous. Celebrity is a very upscale product. The amount of attention they put into their public rooms, it's just beautiful. And the things they offer, they try to offer a little something different on every single ship. And they've certainly done that with Reflection as well. One of my new favorite places on board is the Sunset Bar. On the total back of the ship, on the highest deck, overlooking the back, it cantilevers out a little bit. It's just gorgeous. The shower in the top-level suite on this ship is called the Reflection Suite. And the shower is glass, and it does cantilever over the side of the ship. I went to see it today, and when you step on it, it's I'm not afraid of heights, but it's a little bit unnerving. You're looking down, and you see nothing but water.
A little vertigo starting to kick in.
Maybe, yeah. And you're surrounded by glass. It's kind of cool to think that you could be in there showering and that absolutely no one can see you.
Well, there's a privacy button, too, so when you're doing it at nighttime or in port, you can push the privacy button, and there's like a fogging device that goes between the two panes that smokes it all up so you can't actually – so people can't see in. And I wouldn't use that privacy.
No, I wouldn't either.
No. You know, Teresa, one of my favorite things is the hideaway, the little tree housing. Have you had a chance to visit that yet?
I haven't been in there. I see it when I'm going down the glass elevators, and it looks very cozy. Is it?
It is. There's actually a couple of little tree houses up there. There's a little couple of like nook and crannies inside the wall you can kind of crawl into. Really comfortable-looking Pac-Man chairs, and there's a coffee bar in there, too, which is just basic coffee and hot chocolate and teas, but all complimentary. So it's, you know, just really cozy to snuggle up with a good book and just, you know, let the night fade away.
Yeah.
Food on here, though. We can't talk about celebrity unless we talk about food. And they have on this ship and the last ship, the Silhouette, the Lawn Club Grill, which is a nice little grill area up in the Lawn Club. But talk to us about that.
Yeah, I love that place. I like the idea of grilling steaks outdoors. And who doesn't, really? And as we know, the Solstice class ships have a living green grass lawn on deck 14, I think it is, 14 or 15. And then that on the last ship, and now on this ship, we have the Lawn Club Grill, which is right there. It's almost like a little picnic area, but you choose what kind of steak or meat you want, and you can cook it yourself on the grill. If you don't want to do that, they'll cook it for you. But it's kind of fun. And before you do the steak, the entree, you can make your own flatbread, you know, where they give you the dough and you can pick out all the different toppings and cook it on the grill. That's pretty cool.
You know, it doesn't really take much to get me excited. And, you know, I love my alcohol. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic.
You?
But I got to say, the martini bar is awesome on here. And so is the molecular bar. Have you had a chance to visit the molecular bar yet? Molecular bar?
Yeah, I went there last night. And what they make are really some kind of outrageous combinations of drinks. I had something with coconut in it, and it was almost like a dessert, to tell you the truth. It was sort of thick. I wish I could remember exactly what they put into it. But they take all sorts of different herbs and spices and flavorings and fresh juices and mix them up together in very, very unique combinations.
It's like the liquid KFC with 11 herbs and spices.
You could say that.
Exactly. What do you think about these Aqua Class staterooms?
The Aqua Class staterooms are nice, and I think the best part is something that surprised me this morning. Again, we're talking about showering, but did you notice that there's a nice rain shower kind of shower head above you? But there's also sprays that come out the side.
Have you seen my video that I did last time on Celebrity Eclipse? I love the spigots in there.
No, I obviously missed that one. How could I? A video of you in the shower?
It's kind of, yeah, we actually brought the camera in to show people the spigots in there. It's awesome.
It is.
I didn't want to leave that shower.
Well, it is awesome. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't realize, but apparently the Aqua Class accommodations have those.
But the other ones don't, I guess.
The regular staterooms don't, yeah.
As you were saying, you enjoy the showers. I enjoy the deep drawers.
Yeah, the deep drawers are very deep, so you can put a lot of stuff in there.
And I feel like the closet space is pretty adequate, too.
Yeah, the closet space is adequate. What's nice about these is they are a size where there's a small desk where you can use it, you know, if you happen to bring a laptop or do your hair and makeup there. There's a couch with a table next to it if you want to, you know, have room service. Good-sized balcony. And the bathroom with the cool shower.
Yeah, totally. Who does Celebrity Cruises cater to? Like, to what demographic?
Well, obviously, you know, it's an upscale product, what we in the industry call a premium cruise line. Celebrity promotes modern luxury, which is, you know, the great service, beautiful surroundings, but as Celebrity puts it, without the stuffiness or the pretense of what's of traditional luxury per se.
It's elegant but not pretentious.
Yes, that's a good way of describing it. Yes, I agree.
Teresa Norton Masick, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Doug. It's always great to see you.
All right, that's going to do it. And of course, I hate to get off the ship. That is. All right. The ship will be homeported here in Miami till April, doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean sailings, at which point it goes where, Doug?
It goes over to Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Don't forget we have an app. Take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go in the universe. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store. And just so you know, our app for the iPhone is now free.
Yeah, if you have an iPad, an iPhone, or an iTouch, it's a free download at the App Store. Just search Cruise Radio Live. Also, sign up for our cruise news updates at cruiseradio.net. Put your email in the box in the upper right-hand corner.
Aboard the brand new Celebrity Reflection in Port Miami, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.